He said, oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan. The Pharaoh's army got drowned, dear. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. But Mary didn't cry. She got right out there, and they just stood there watching the floating bodies of the bad guys going down, floating around. That's how songs get started. Big things, little things. See, and the great thing about all of these songs is that these are songs, these kind of songs, is written by people who got some kind of relation to what's really going on. I mean, they're coming from the earth rather than this, they ain't sitting up on the 82nd story. You know, that's the difference. Now, I went to an Indian meeting the other night at the Waldorf Astoria in New York. That was weird. I mean, the Indians came walking in with the headdress, you know, and Marlon Brando was there wearing some baggy pants. Everybody else had these black tuxedos on. Everybody sort of looking and thinking like Dick Cavett, you know. It was sort of weird. They didn't sing any good songs. The Indians sang some good songs, but nobody dug them, you know. Hey, I'm hungry, and doing that kind of stuff, you know. And everybody thought they were just freaking out. See, but the thing is that the boycott and the songs and the earth and the Indians, they all have something to do with everything. And maybe tonight you've heard some of that stuff. Maybe you felt that something with the songs that everybody has sung is coming either from or going back to or swimming around or striving to get to some kind of relation that we all have together. Just like Moses had with the kiddies when they got out of the water, you know what I mean? Or maybe that's weird. Anyway, I'll sing the song. You can sing along. And see, can I hear it? See, please. Yeah, it's all right. Well, this ain't a Steinway. You see, it makes a big difference. C on a Steinway ain't the same as a C on a Mason and a Hammond. Where was I? I get lost sometimes, you know, in all of this stuff. It's sort of like Spiro Agnew. But I ain't never run for nothing, so I'm all right. I'm too young to run for anything. Too old to run from it. I'm sort of in the middle of everything. Where was I? Oh, yes. If I could, I surely would stand on the rock that Moses stood. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't weep. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't weep. Who knows, kiddies? That Moses led the Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't weep. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan. The Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't weep. One of these mornings, about 10 o'clock, this whole world gonna reel and rock. The Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't weep. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan. The drowned it. Oh, Mary, don't weep. You know, if I could, I surely would stand upon the rock that Moses stood. Pharaoh's army got drowned it. Oh, Mary, don't weep. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you bawl. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you bawl. The Pharaoh's army got drowned it. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. You know where all that music, it meets somewhere all the way down the line. All the music that we've heard tonight. There was a time down in New Orleans in about 1880 when all the cats was getting together and hanging out together, and they was playing together. And all the, you know, Pete Seeger used to explain it sort of better than anybody else. He said, you get a little of that English Scottish stuff that goes like, you know, or it goes. And then you get a little of that black stuff that's coming down from Africa going. And you stick it together. And then you get ragtime. And that's a great thing. And all the music that you hear on the radio today, there was somebody talking about music that you don't hear on the radio. But you got to dig. Even the music that you hear on the radio comes out of all the same music. It's all just different parts of it. Some of it eats shit, and some of it don't. That's the only difference. So I'm gonna play a little ragtime piece where all of this other stuff comes from. This is a little sort of, I'm not a piano type except for, you know, like now. Most of those classical dudes that stand there and go, they could do that for 30 minutes, you know, and never miss a note. Well, that's finesse, but it ain't balls. I'll play you a little piece here with no finesse, but lots of balls. This is called Son of Week on the Rag. Thank you. I'm going to sing you a Lead Belly song. This is a song that he wrote that maybe you didn't know he wrote. But I'm one of those people that I've been real fortunate to have glimpses of memories of some of these guys. And I remember Lead Belly. I remember his hands mostly had big, huge monster hands. His big cat. He wrote this song and went to Chicago. He got to Chicago with some buddies. I think my old man was among them. And he was going to make some money, but they didn't know how. So Lead Belly decided to go into a recording studio and see if he could sell his new song. So he walked in there and he said, "We got a song for you to hear." And like I said, Lead Belly was a big man, so the guy in the studio really wanted to hear the tune. Sang him the song, and the guy said, "You know, that's a great song. Wait right here, and I'll get the contract, sign the contract, you know, and all of that." Lead Belly said, "No, no contract, $50. The guy said, $50? I'm going to steal this song for $50. Man, this dummy's coming out of New York someplace like that. I'm going to have the copyright. I'm going to have the lyrics in the song. I'll forget the contract. I'll give him the $50. So he gave Lead Belly the $50. But what he didn't know was that Lead Belly had already been to 15 other recording studios. So the song became real popular in Chicago. If you was ever in Chicago, you probably heard it. Even if you wasn't. This is the last song I'm gonna do tonight, and I'm gonna get out of here. Get drunk. Go to sleep. My wife ain't looking. Nah. Where was I? Oh yeah, I was singing this song. If there's some extra microphones around, there's probably some people backstage who haven't gone home yet or crashed, who probably want to sing this, because it's a great song. Last Saturday night I got married. Me and my wife settled down. Me and my wife are partying. Think I'll take another stroll downtown. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I see you in my dream. Sometimes I live in the country. Sometimes I live in town. Sometimes I take a great notion. Jump into the river and drown. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Stop rambling. Stop gaming. Stop staying out late.
everybody. Thank you for coming.